This November, voters in 9 states will decide whether to change the laws on marijuana use. 5 states are voting on legalizing recreational marijuana, 4 on medical. But even with all the states that already have legal weed in one form or another, authorities are having difficulty handling people who drive while stoned and how to test drivers for marijuana. Marilyn Hustis is a professor at the University of Maryland School of Medicine and a former investigator at the National Institute on Drug Abuse. She joins us. And Marilyn, what do we know about how marijuana affects driving? Is it similar to the way alcohol does?
In some ways, it's similar, but it's actually a very different drug and has quite different effects on the brain that will impair a person's ability to drive safely.
In what way?
So, for instance, with alcohol, people tend not to know they're impaired. With cannabis, many of the individuals have an idea that they're impaired and try to compensate for it. The problem is that they're not able to. So one of the things cannabis does that's most important is really affect the brain and your ability to make decisions, to actually take in all the information from your environment, to evaluate it, and then to make a decision on the proper course of action. The other major area of impairment is with motor control. So not only deciding what you should do, but the time it takes you to react to the event, like a child coming out of a street on a bicycle and having to take that in, make a decision, swerve to the left, stop, whatever it is you have to do, and to begin that process is greatly slowed.
So one of the things that's come up when we've talked about this issue before is that it's very difficult in the states where marijuana is legal for authorities to test drivers for whether they've been using marijuana because they can't tell whether they were just using it or whether they used it a few weeks ago. What do we know about the testing at this point?
So we know a lot. I've been studying cannabis and its effects for more than 25 years, and we have a lot of data. And actually, in our laboratory, when we tested chronic frequent cannabis smokers who had used on a daily basis for very long periods of time, that we discovered that you could measure the active psychoactive component in cannabis in someone's blood for a long period of time.
So it's not as easy right now to tell if somebody just smoked pot as opposed to just had a drink.
It's not as easy, but there are ways to do it. So, for instance, right now, we're focusing on either coming up with a good roadside behavioral test where we could see if someone was impaired, or come up with a test that can tell you whether they've used recently or not. Two things I want to make sure that I tell you. The first thing is that the THC, which is that active component in cannabis that affects people, disappears from the blood very quickly. And the reason is because it likes fat. It's lipophilic. And it gets in, you know, you smoke it, it goes into your lungs, right to your heart, and straight to your brain. And all the tissues pull that drug out of the blood. So one of our big problems is that currently in the United States, it takes about 1.4 to 4 hours before they get the person's blood. And during that time, the THC can totally disappear from the blood. So we've got to be able to take samples right at the roadside. So we're looking at saliva or oral fluid to do a test right at the roadside to see the frequency of use. Also, there's a lot of industry working on a breathalyzer, something that could measure it like we measure alcohol at the side of the road. The other issue is to see if we can come up with a way to test someone like we have our field sobriety test now. They do a good job for picking up cannabis, but they were obviously designed for alcohol. So we're trying to come up with that or a handheld device that could test for impairment.
But when you say we're trying to come up with and we're working on this and we're working on that, it could be a matter of months before people in states like California and Massachusetts with big populations are able to legally use marijuana, and it doesn't sound like authorities have figured out exactly how to test at the roadside easily and make a determination if the person should be arrested or not.
So I disagree with that. So we have oral fluid testing devices currently. The other thing in my laboratory, we've identified some other cannabinoid markers other than THC that are only present in the blood for short periods of time. So what we generally hope is that there is an evidence of impairment. So for instance, a policeman has to observe that they're weaving or driving very slow in their lane, which then gives them the cause to stop them and take a sample. And then they'll do field sobriety tests as well. So it's not a single component of just the testing. It's also the behavior that caused them to be stopped.
Well, Marilyn Huestis, professor at University of Maryland School of Medicine and a former investigator at the National Institute on Drug Abuse, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.